I have so much to say about my guest today. Besides being the youngest person ever to host Entertainment Tonight, Emmy Award-winning journalist, actress, television host, New York Times bestselling author, lifestyle expert, everything about her is beautiful inside and out. I have been following you forever. I am so honored to welcome to my show Maria Menounos.
Aw, what's up, Wendy?
Oh, my God. I adore everything about you.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet.
Oh, I mean it. Forever. I can't even tell you for how long. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, thank you.
I followed your journey, and I know that you've changed so many lives, people's lives, women's lives, everybody's lives, by being so open about your brain tumor, your surgery, life after. That must have changed you 1,000%.
Oh, absolutely. I think it really gave me a whole new perspective on life and career and how I wanted to live this next chapter of my life, and it's been amazing. I actually feel happier than I ever have, and it's been an amazing journey. That's why I always said this was such a blessing, because it helped me to change a lot of things in my life.
You've said that over and over, and you said there's one quote that you said, I feel I'm freer of all that anxiety of having to be perfect, because you were a workaholic. 120,000% more than 100%, and it was a wake-up call for you. Your mom was diagnosed a few months before, for those that don't know, and how is she doing?
She is doing amazing. She was out visiting me recently, and we got her most recent MRI, and I did side-by-side comparisons because it's such an unbelievable miracle. Her brain tumor was really, really large. After it was even resected, her MRI showed this massive tumor. Or, you know, who knows? You don't really know unless you go back in there and biopsy it. But it's shrunk down to a crumb. It's literally almost gone. So it's been a complete miracle. We're so blessed.
So blessed. And, oh, my God, the power of love, the power of prayer, the power of everything. My mom had a brain tumor many years ago. I was with her every step of the way. She came out of it, scariest thing ever. But hearing you talk about it and how it changed you and how, you know, this was a wake-up call to slow down, and hopefully people realize you don't need a wake-up call, that everyone needs to slow down and we're not promised tomorrow.
That's the thing is I'm trying to figure out how do I kind of give people that message and make it stick, because you shouldn't have to go through this to have that kind of life-changing experience and to know that you're worth more and to know that life is more than just, you know, call times and making money and running around like a crazy person. But it's hard, you know. It's hard to change once you're in that rat race. And I tell people all the time, we've gone from being human beings to human doings. And we've all gotten so out of control, and technology's played a big part in that, but you know, if you take a step back and you're still, you'll make such better decisions in your life. You'll be happier. Life doesn't have to be so cluttered. And that's why I love even being here on behalf of Home Chef today, because this is helping to ground us. This is a meal that you can make with your family and enjoy your time together and talk and create something that is nourishing and delicious.
I was reading something that you said you had a girlfriend over and you were playing cards and you were just sitting in your house and you had never done that before, like just being still and being with your girlfriend, because you were always running around.
Yeah, I've lived in my house for 13 years and I was sitting there playing cards with her and having a beer, and tears started streaming down my face. And she said, what's wrong? I said, I've never just sat in my living room and had a beer and played cards with a friend. I've never done any of this. My life was so work, go. And now it's quite the opposite. I'm still working hard, but not running myself into the ground and not making that my number one priority.
You took stock of your life. You resigned from E, which, you know, you were forever. And then, you know, you're still doing your radio show, but you just slowed down. You're taking TLC, you're giving yourself TLC, and people should give themselves more TLC is what our message is.
Yeah. It's like tomorrow.
Looking back now, you must be like, oh, my God.
Yes, I do. I remember being in the hospital after surgery and saying to my husband, oh, my gosh, I'm so, so turned off by that lifestyle now. And when you see, you know, your life kind of flash before your eyes like that, nothing matters anymore.
Oh, your husband, what I mean, the wedding in Times Square, everything about, I mean, especially these past 2 years, just following you, I've been in awe of how you've handled everything and how you've given, you know, everybody so much to live for, and in a different perspective coming from you because you're so kind and sweet. But, okay, I can go on and on about you. You're also joining me to talk about delicious home-cooked meals made easy.
Yeah.
And you've wrote a cookbook. Tell us.
Well, I think if you've seen my books, there's always been an element of food involved. Even in the Every Girl's Guide to Life, I shared some healthy recipes, and then the Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness as well. But then my mom and I decided to do the Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. And for me, it was important because I love cooking, and I learned that really early on with my mom. And I think it's a great way to bond with your family. It's a great way to be creative, and I wanted to show people that it could be simple and easy. And my mom has mastered making delicious meals that are really quick and easy, and so we wrote the book. And then I discovered Home Chef, which took to another level because now someone's shipping me a box with all the ingredients pre-measured. I don't have to go to the cold supermarket and buy everything when I'm exhausted and now I'm already starving and I'm trying to put together a meal. Everything's thought out for me, and I get to look like a rock star because these recipes are so beyond delicious. And they're so simple, and the recipe card shows you exactly what to do. It's like five little steps, and it's unbelievable. Like, my husband and I are licking our bowls after every meal or our plates. It's so delicious. Last night I had this jalapeno popper burger.
Oh, I saw.
Felt like I was
I saw
at
a picture
like a
of that.
Star restaurant, and I almost ate the second one that was waiting for him because he was coming home a little later. It was that good.
Oh, if you just, I'm talking to Emmy Award-winning journalist Maria Menounos. We're talking about Home Chef. So this is like a brilliant idea, especially
really
for someone like me who's not a great cook.
Well, here's why I love it. Like, I've tried a lot of different things, like whether it's the meal delivery systems or other systems like this where they kind of send you all the ingredients, and I'm never, like, super crazy about the actual menu or the taste. These are real meals, and they're delicious, and they're flavorful, and I'm so in love with it that even the people here behind the scenes are like, whoa, you really love this. I'm like, no, it's amazing. And when you break down the cost of this, it's so crazy. Like, I go to Subway and I spend more, and now I'm getting a five-star meal, and I'm looking like the best wife in the world.
and a fact is that more than 88% of Americans said they felt better about eating a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, it's important because you're in control of what you're eating. You see what's going into your meal. You see that it's clean. You see that it's prepped well. You see the quality ingredients. You don't know what's going on in a kitchen. Actually, we do. We watch, you know, a lot of the disaster shows on television.
Yeah.
So it's really good to be in control of what you're eating. And also, like I said, it's a bonding experience, and it's fun. You know, for me, it's brought me back to the kitchen, and I already love the kitchen, so I can only imagine what it's going to do for the everyday person who isn't, let's say, a cook or someone who generally, you know, associates themselves with cooking. They're going to love it. And even the people like me and my husband who just get so busy sometimes that, you know, you have to give in and just go out to eat. And then we get in the car and we'll be like, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. I don't care. Just pick something. And you're annoyed at the idea of having to go out to eat because you have to do it so much. Now, that's solved too.
And I find this myself when I come home and I'm busy all day and I'm trying to make something, I'll grab something out of the snack drawer and I'll start eating that before I even get to the dish, and it's bad. So this is like going to be amazing for me.
And it's cool because they tell you how many calories are in each meal, how much fat. Like, they give you the nutritional guidelines so you can, you know, see what you're doing. And if you want to make adjustments, you can. Like, sometimes, you know, I'll make a recipe and I'll omit something. For example, the salmon, I've loved their ginger salmon, but I'm not a big rice fan. And I also don't want those extra carbs, so I just ate the vegetables with the salmon instead of having the rice. So you can make some adjustments, too, if you want.
I love all your smoothies, like your yogurt crunch, and your recipes are so easy in your
Thank
book.
Thank you. They're my
I have them all printed out, and I'm going to try all of them.
Have you tried the coffee smoothie? I'm obsessed with the coffee smoothie.
That will be my next one. But I like the kale one a lot.
So you get them all in one. It's a coffee, banana, coconut, delicious thing. Oh, I love it.
And the grapefruit breakfast blast. Yum.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I love it.
You oh, know. No, I have them all. I'm telling you, I'm following them all because I'm following everything that you do. I'm doing everything that you do.
Aww.
You've really inspired me. You've always inspired me just because you're so kind, and I follow your snap and your dog. How are your dogs?
They're doing great. Benjamin pulled through his pancreatitis issue this weekend. We're
Thank
so
God.
Thankful. He's turning 18 October 5th.
Amazing.
So my little baby is going to be okay, thank God. They're my everything. I actually was joking this morning on Twitter. I'm like, the only thing that would get me up this early is dogs.
I retweeted that. I saw that of you. Oh, my God. So looking back on everything,
mm-hmm.
What do you want to say to everybody going through something? Because everybody has something.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we all do go through so much, and no one's immune to pain or a tough journey. Everyone's got them, whether you see it or not. Most people live fabulous Instagram lives, and we look at them, and we're like, oh, why is mine so hard? But everybody has it. I think it's how you look at it and how you handle it, how you roll through things. You know, I could have quit and given in a million different ways, but I found the good in every bad, and I think that helped me get through everything so much easier. You know, if I can find good in brain tumors and brain cancer, I think you can find good in just about anything, because everything's happening for you, not to you. Like, if you look at life and something bad is dealt to you, you've dealt a bad hand, you say to yourself, okay, if life is happening for me, not to me, why is this happening? And if you can figure out the why, you can get through anything. And so for me, it's really important to find the positive. What is God trying to tell me, or what is the universe trying to tell me? For me, it was, you need to change your life. This isn't the way for you to go, and this is going to lead to self-destruction at some point, health-wise or whatever. So I get a little brain tumor, and, you know, I get hit in the head with the brick, and I change my life, and I'm so much happier for it. So I'm so thankful for it. My mom, brain cancer, guess what? My mom lived her life pleasing everyone else and helping everyone, and now she's the queen, and she's the princess, and we're taking care of her, and she needed that. And guess what? She's doing great. And so everything happens for a reason, and if you can find that reason, you can free yourself of the pain.
And that's why just hearing you say that and looking at you and seeing what you've lived through, I mean, it was your mom. Then it was you. It was like you didn't just get hit with one thing. You really got barreled over.
Yeah,
and you came out of this. And I love your saying, life is happening for us, not to us.
It's true. I learned that at a Tony Robbins seminar. And I also think if you start to do the work on yourself now, when those bumps in the road come, you are better equipped. You have tools in your tool belt. And so for me, for the last couple of years, whether it's Tony Robbins seminars or reading books like Ask and It Is Given or whatever self-help book is out there, I was building my tools. And so whenever bad things happened, I was able to pull those tools out of my belt and help myself and help my family through it. And
remarkable.
In terms of your health, it's putting your health first and knowing that nothing comes without it. And you need to prioritize your physicals, and you need to know that you're not crazy, and make sure that you're keeping a journal of everything that's going on in your health so that you can go over it with your doctor.
Oh, wow. Very powerful message today, besides talking about juggling a demanding schedule and finding time in the kitchen. So Home Chef, where can we go get more information? Because I'm doing this immediately.
Well, you can go to homechef.com, but right now we are kicking off our meal makeover challenge. So if you want to enter, all you have to do is purchase Home Chef 4 times between now and November 16th, and you'll be entered to win a whole host of different prizes. And it's a really great way to encourage people to get back in that kitchen. And I promise I promise you're going to die for it like I do.
Oh, I can't even imagine. It doesn't seem why I wouldn't do it. I mean, there's every reason to do it.
Yeah, well, and yeah, like, I want to see social media posts. I want you to show me your before and afters.
Okay, promise I will. I promise. I'll be
you.
Any. Come back to talk to me any time. I adore you to
thank
pieces.
You.
Thank you.
You
for just being you.
Oh, thank you. You're amazing. Thanks
you
so much
too.
For the great interview.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Bye.
Bye.